But what, you may ask, if there are many greedy people who do not go through this? Firstly, they will go through it, even if it isn't immediate. And if they manage to evade it now, then you should fear it more, for they are being set aside for a harsher punishment. Moreover, even if they escape, those who inherit their wealth will have to endure the same. But how can this be fair, you might question? It is indeed fair, for he who has taken over an inheritance filled with injustice, even if he hasn't committed any theft himself, still holds on to the belongings of others, and he is well aware of this, and it is only right that he should pay for it. For instance, if someone robbed and you ended up with the stolen goods, and then the rightful owner came to take it back, would your defense that you didn't steal it be useful? Not at all. For what would be your excuse when accused? That someone else stole it? But you're the one holding on to it. That it was he who stole it? But you're the one benefiting from it. Even the laws of non-believers acknowledge this principle, which declare the actual thieves innocent and demand recompense from those who are found in possession of your belongings.